Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcasts. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me back.
Brad, right off the bat, I'll let you knock it out. National championship game. And the one thing I will say that Brian Kelly was not a likable figure toward the end at Notre Dame. You look at the new coach now, he's made Notre Dame likable, and it's even showed up on the betting lines, because that line, they got a lot of people now that will tell me, man, I hated Notre Dame. I hated them. But now, with that new coach, with Marcus Freeman, man, I like the way Notre Dame plays. Your thoughts on Ohio State Notre Dame?
Yeah, I like Notre Dame plus the points, quite honestly, because they're a defensive acumen. They're one of the stiffest and stoutest defense in the entire land. Ohio State is number one in the country EPA per play defense on the season, also number one EPA per play offense. They got firepower galore across that offensive weaponry, but I think Notre Dame's going to keep this somewhat tight. I think really honestly the best bet on the board is the under at 45.5 in this game. If you want to play this little parlay action, reduce the juice, get seduced by the juice, as I like to say, what I would play is Notre Dame up, get him up to like 14.5, take that total up a little bit higher, maybe to like 48.5, 50.5, and just do a simple two-legger, get it at low plus money, and fire away. I think this game will be fairly tight. And again, I think it's going to be nip and tuck and a low-scoring affair. I think it could be a field goal kicking contest there in the first half. May open up a little bit in the second half. But in particular, again, I like the under on the 45.5, and I'm playing this about a million different ways.
Brad, the one surprising game last weekend was just the physicality of the Houston Texans. They sort of limped down the stretch of the season, and man, they swung a bat, and they were hitting everything. And the Chargers were on the other end of the bat. Now they play the team. Okay, you play Kansas City. I think it's 8.5. Last I remember that the Chiefs, that they've been, what, a couple weeks off for their starters. They play the Texans. But last week was all about the Texans' defense. It wasn't a great offensive show. Joe Mixon certainly made his presence felt. But, man, that really surprised me how well they dominated the Chargers on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to have to show that kind of stiffness if they're going to compete with Kansas City. And I think they can. I think right now with the spread, whether 8.5 or 9, too many points, regardless, this should be a one-possession kind of game. I mean, that's the MO of Kansas City the entire year. finding a way to win some of these nail biters. And they're a team, if you look at the advanced data, just kind of middling, kind of may. And they've been that way all season. Number 17 in the last 5 weeks, in EPA per play offense, 14 EPA per play defense. Now, the Texans have had their sicknesses, very glaringly there on the offensive side of things, although they came alive and really cured a few things last week. Number 27, though, EPA per play offense last 5 weeks better. You mentioned that defense, that upfront pressure, and on the back end, getting some timely interceptions, deflections as well. They're number 4 in EPA per play defense. Again, my best bet, if you're going to play the standard line, I like the Texans plus the 8.5. I kind of like the under in that game as well. Grabbed at the open at 42.5. It's down to 42 right now at BetMGM. And if you like the player props market, I love it. I think C.J. Stroud, I'm a loud, proud member of Team Stroud. I'm going to take the over on 13.5 rush yards. He was opportunistic last week, and I think you're going to see that again in the rematch against Kansas City. Remember, he ran for north of 20 yards last time these two teams met at Arrowhead back in week 16. So with that number only being 13.5 right now at BetMGM, one of my strongest plays is on that over, C.J. Stroud rush yards.
Eagles-Rams, I'm always impressed when a team doesn't play well and they still win. And that's what the Eagles did. Now, I will say this, the Packers, I don't know who came up with that game plan, but, man, you can pitch that one in the garbage offensively because, come on, you got to run the football more with Josh Jacobs. I didn't quite get that, but, man, it's tough for the Rams. They played a Monday night game. Now you got a cross-country play, and I know one thing, it ain't going to be Tahiti. When you play in Philly, it's going to be mighty cold, and they're giving, 8 or 9 degree weather for the Rams to play in Philly. Your thoughts, Eagles, Rams, and I think it's a touchdown, either 6 or 6.5.
6.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it finishes and closes like 7, 7.5. So yeah. If you want to bet the Rams, I would just play the patience game and wait closer to kickoff because I think the line is going to climb due to the weather. And, a lot of people are going to say, well, these southern latitude teams generally play indoors. They get outside in the elements and they fold like house of cards. The good news is the Rams have a stellar run game spearheaded by Kyren Williams. So they can compete in rough conditions. And with the frigid temps, I think they can hang in this game. So, again, I'm going to wait this thing out to 7, 7.5. Honestly, the one player prop I love in this game is with the Rams. It's Puka Nacua over 2.5 rush yards. That is it. He's done this in 4 of his last 6 games. All we need is one carry. With his break tackle ability, maybe on an end around, on a jet sweep, maybe a backwards pass, he's going to gain at least 3 yards. So I think every cat is going to be out of the bag for Sean McVay in this game. And I feel that Puka Nacua is going to get at least one opportunity on the ground. So love that over again on 2.5 rush yards.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Brad, there are a lot of people down here that are rooting for that kid, Jaden. And even though the Saints aren't in the playoffs, the Washington Commanders are the bandwagon team for a lot of squads. And, I mean, people love the Lions down here, too, because the connections with Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn and all that good stuff as well. Detroit, 9.5-point favorites via BetMGM against Washington. And we were talking with Kelsey Nicole Nelson earlier in the show about this. For Detroit, if they don't get off to a fast start and just hit Washington with a tsunami early on, and if it's close and it comes down to the fourth quarter, it's a one-possession type of game, that's where Jaden Daniels and the Commanders get really, really scary. So, Brad, what are your early thoughts on this matchup?
Back door is always wide open.
Yeah, there you go.
Way too many points. Yeah. Way too many points. I'll take the Commanders plus a 9.5. And I kind of like the under on the 55.5 as well. Everybody's expecting points galore. It's going to be like a pinball matchup out there on the field. School boards could be lining up left and right. That could be the case. I mean, given the dynamic play of both these offenses and the defenses both lackluster. You look at Detroit, number 30, EPA per play defense over the last 5 weeks, entering the postseason. Washington a little bit better, but terribly average. Number 19 in that category, the same duration. I think this will be fairly high scoring. I got it in the low 50s on my handicap. Something around like maybe 30 to 20 makes sense. But for the sake of me being with the Commanders, I'm hoping it's going to be 30 to 23. And the one player prop I absolutely love in this one is Diami Brown, kid out of North Carolina, wide awake, came as a sleeper last week and definitely boomed in the box score over 80 yards. It's only 29.5 yards receiving on his prop, and he's going to get a lot of Meek Robertson in coverage. He's going to absolutely torch him like a creme brulee at times down the field, down the left or right sideline. So it could be a couple of grabs, and he gets 30 yards, 29.5 too low for a guy that is really starting to blossom here down the stretch and in the postseason.
Brad, I think all peeping eyes are going to be watching. Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens. And, okay, I said this before, to beat a man, you got to beat the man, but you got one more week to play after that because the Chiefs are probably on the other side waiting for you. But, man, you talk about a rock'em sock'em game. It'll be Buffalo, Baltimore. Your thoughts?
I'm going with the Ravens, boys. We've seen some line slippage as the Bills are laying a point, and now the Ravens are laying a point. Last check there at BetMGM, and it's moving, I think, in the right direction of who is going to be the winner. Baltimore, to me, right out pound for pound, and being the numbers nerd that I am, all the EPA data backs it up. They're the best team in the NFL. The last 5 weeks, they enter the postseason. Number one EPA per play offense. Oh, what a quinky dink. Also number one in EPA per play defense. You got the football Frankenstein there and Derrick Henry, who was built for cold weather environments. Lamar Jackson has been a running machine, picking it apart vertically as well. Things are trending in the right direction. They could get Zay Flowers back. I don't think they need him. Honestly, I think this game will be high scoring. I like the over at 51.5. I think it's going to be super tight in the end, but there will be where there's a will, there's a way. And, maybe Tucker, boots one through the upright. I know he's had his struggles, but the opera singer could take a bow at the end as the Baltimore Ravens win on a field goal through the uprights as time expires. So give me Baltimore. I'll lay the simple un punto. And if you like a player prop in this game, give me the over or Rashad Bateman, 37.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to catch a long bomb or two in this one and hit that with relative ease.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Man, always enjoy it when you come on with us. And, man, I like somebody gives a good opinion. Because a lot of times people, man, they wishy-washy about it. I can't say that about you. You got an opinion, right or wrong, you got one, and a strong one.
Exactly. That's what being a CEO of Team Huevos is all about. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Thanks
so much, Brad. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.